News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
No Christmas shopping, no panicked present buying, no stressful family gatherings, no waiting hand and foot on others on Christmas Day. Is that the kind of Christmas you secretly dream of? Well, the UK-based writer and journalist Marion McGilvery has decided for the first time she's ignoring Christmas completely this year and spending the holidays alone with her cats instead. Marion joins us now. Marion, bah humbug.
Yes, indeed. You make me sound like a right loser there, me and my cats.
Why? Why are you deciding to turn your back on Christmas for this year?
Well, just for a start, Christmas has slightly turned its back on me, which I don't mind. And that my adult children for the first year all have different places to go. And I thought, well, wonderful. For the first time, I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean the house. I don't have to put tinsel anywhere. I don't have to live up to anybody else's idea of what the perfect Christmas should be. And I thought, yeah, great. I'm just going to have it on my own and I'm not doing anything.
Now, I get like, I mean, Christmas, I know it actually is. It's a lot of work. I mean, you cook Christmas dinner. It takes forever. It's exhausting. So I can kind of understand where you're coming from. But it's still a big step to say, you know what, it's just too much work and I'm just not going to do it.
Well, for me, it feels liberating. Obviously, I'm very privileged because I do have a family. And on the whole, yeah, they do want me, or at least pretend to want me. it's not like I feel unwanted and unappreciated. Well, unappreciated, definitely on Christmas. But so for me, it's a novelty. And it is a lot of work. I could invite my son. In fact, he's angling for an invitation, but so far I'm just pretending, you know, doing la 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 la, don't hear you. Because everybody has so, you know, I want to watch this, I don't want to watch this, let's play a game, I don't like that game, even though they're adults. It's like, you know, it's like trying to herd cats. In fact, herding cats is easier.
Yeah.
So for me, I just feel this amazing sense of freedom to think, okay, I'm going to sit on the sofa. I'm going to get myself a really, oh, this is shocking, but a really decadent tin of caviar. And I'm going to eat it all myself on toast.
Well, that sounds great. Your own partner is going to see his family,
yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he has two daughters growing up and an elderly mother. And he loves Christmas. Has his own tree that he puts up at his mum's house still. He's moved in with me. We've been together for 10 years, but he still hasn't brought the tree home.
And what does he think? What does he think of your kind of more bah humbug approach this year?
Well, he doesn't really care, I think, as long as his Christmas goes exactly according to plan and they have such a ritualized Christmas. And, you know, I'm invited there. But frankly, you know, I love them dearly, but oh God, no. The idea of joining in with somebody else's Christmas fun with, you know, with a fruitcake dead on four and the Queen's speech, no. I'd rather eat my own liver. Well, maybe not quite that bad, but.
What about eating Brussels sprouts? Are you not going to miss Brussels sprouts on Christmas Day?
I loathe Brussels sprouts. The other thing I really hate is turkey.
Okay, so look, you've made your decision. You're sticking to your guns. You're happy with it. Is there a possibility on Christmas morning you'll wake up and go, oh, actually, do you know what? I kind of miss everyone and I miss all the festivities and I'm a little bit lonely.
I doubt it. truly, I doubt it. For a start, I probably won't wake up till about 12 o'clock. And I'll be having my breakfast in bed, something really nice and fancy from Waitrose, probably. And then, you know, you can try and escape the family Christmas, but the family Christmas sometimes will not let you escape because then we're going to have the dreaded Zoom present opening, which is the gift that COVID gives that
there's
just never goes away.
There's no avoiding that one.
There's no avoiding that one. So I'll need a stiff drink for that. And the rest of the day should pass in a lovely haze.
Okay, well, Marion, I was going to wish you a happy Christmas. Am I allowed to wish you a happy Christmas?
Yes, of course. I mean, you know, but it's only one day.
Yeah,
it's only one day, and you know, we can all survive for one day on our own.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that, Marion. No. Great to chat to you. Happy Christmas! I hope you enjoy it with the cats and the caviar and the Zoom calls.
They're going to have their Christmas ribbons on. Yeah, it will be very eccentric.
Jonathan, are you envious?
There's a certain appeal to it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I very much agree with the drinking early thing on Christmas Day, because I think that's the only day of the year you can get away with it.
And you have caviar every day, though, don't you?
I'm having it right now, Shane. One texter, it says, I am that lady. It will be me, my trusted cat and the telly. My world has been very different the last few years, but so what if it is? But I do wish everyone a safe, peaceful and happy Christmas and many happy returns.
A nice thought. I have to say, I'm with her on everything apart from the cats. I mean, no, I don't want to spend my Christmas with cats.